The city of Baltimore earned the nickname Birdland long ago, but now the moniker holds new meaning. The National Aquarium and the National Wildlife Federation are working together to certify Charm City as the largest community wildlife habitat along the Chesapeake Bay, making it a haven for butterflies, bees, and, you guessed it, birds. National Wildlife Federation President and CEO Colin O'Meara is here with me today to discuss the initiative and what it means for Baltimore. Thanks for joining us, Colin.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
We're thrilled to be working with NWF to make Baltimore a greener place. The Certified Wildlife Habitat Program has the potential to positively impact the city in so many ways. Can you tell us about some of those ways?
By making Baltimore a community wildlife habitat, we'll green streets and backyards, schools and businesses and places of worship in a way that's really wildlife friendly. We'll provide food and shelter for wildlife, like migratory birds and even monarch butterflies. But we'll also improve air and water quality for humans. We'll beautify neighborhoods and hopefully create a sense of community. And we'll increase the city's potential for reaching its healthy harbor goals by improving the Chesapeake Bay's water quality.
Talk about a win-win. What does Baltimore have to do to earn that recognition?
It's really going to be a community effort, and we've seen some large cities across the country really kind of come together to try to achieve this goal. So we'll be encouraging residents and businesses to create wildlife habitats around their communities and their backyards, their schools, their churches, and have those habitats certified. And once Baltimore achieves certification for more than 600 homes, 10 parks, 6 schools, it will be recognized as one of the more than 60 community habitats across the entire country.
Well, that's great. Now, through the partnership that we already have, we were able to create a new certification that's unique to Maryland, I understand. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. And I could not say enough about the great team at the aquarium, because when you certify your backyard with the joint partnership that NWF has with the National Aquarium, we're also going to be looking at reducing the amount of pesticides, fertilizers, and other pollutants that enter Chesapeake Bay. So a much bigger focus on water quality. And frankly, it's something that we want to scale up across the rest of the country, really take what we're doing here in Baltimore and bring to the entire U.S. And so really by getting these backyards and other outdoor areas certified, we're really addressing some of these biggest environmental challenges. So stormwater pollution, pollinator decline, you know, public health, invasive species, and then you can certify to get your property recognized at aqua.org/certify.
What's it take to create an actual certified wildlife habitat?
So schools and backyards and communities, business sites, they each certify the same way. And there's really 4 elements of a healthy habitat. The first is food for wildlife.
Okay.
And so this is native plants, making sure you're providing, you know, foliage, nectar, pollen, berries, seeds, and nuts for the many species of wildlife that really thrive in our area. You need water. Obviously, just like us, wildlife needs water, and so you want water to drink and bathe and reproduce. And some of these can be natural, like ponds and lakes and rivers and springs, and others can be man-made, like bird baths and puddling areas and rain gardens. They need cover. They need places that they can hide from people and predators and inclement weather, and so you can have native vegetation, some shrubs, thickets, brush piles, and the like. And then you also need a place to raise the young. And this is, you know, shelter for offspring. This is, you know, places that, you know, for nesting or for other types of kind of early development of these species. So these are the four elements. So food, water, cover for wildlife, and a place to raise the young. We want to make sure all of this is done in a very sustainable way. And so, you know, in addition to using native plants, we want to avoid pesticides and herbicides. We want to make sure that we're focusing on water conservation, because if we do this in a sustainable way, everyone can be a little healthier, the water's going to get cleaner, and we can have abundant wildlife throughout the entire city.
Let's just talk about just a complete hands-down win-win. I where do I sign up? Thank you very much, Colin.
Good. Thanks, John.
Learn more about how you can create a certified wildlife habitat and help Baltimore earn its certification by visiting aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced by the National Aquarium for WYPR. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.